The 35-minute ceremony was much more subdued than in recent years, when reenactors in period uniforms paraded up Palafox Street to the fort, firing their muskets along the way.
Good afternoon. It's a beautiful day. It's a Galvis Day today in Pensacola.
John LeRoy, vice president of the Pensacola Archaeological Society, hosted the event and gave a bit of history about Galvez getting some little-known help during the Battle of Pensacola in 1781.
Galvis asked the French, at that time internationally known as the best artillerists in the world, to come up and set up a mortar and start firing on the Queen's Redoubt. The first shot blew up the power magazine, at least that's the rumor, and I like to believe that rumor. So the French were involved here, too.
Also on hand was the Florida representative for the Daughters of the American Revolution, Jenny Poffenberger.
With the recent uncovering of the Luna colony, there is national interest in the Spain-Pensacola connection. This is the perfect time to remind everyone about General Bernardo de Galvez, his honorary American citizenship, and the Spanish influence in Pensacola.
Hello, my name is Gabriella Goins. I'm a fourth grader at Sacred Heart Cathedral School.
Each year, there's a contest to see which fourth grader can write the best 500-word essay on Bernardo de Galvez. This year, Gabby took the title and the monetary prize that comes with it.
Galvez will be remembered as a great hero to release West Florida from British control. Galvez left a remarkable example for all us Pensacolians and citizens of West Florida.
Next up, the leader of this year's Spanish delegation, Antonio Campos, the mayor of sister city, Macaravillaya. He spoke through a translator.
I can't help but be emotional when I think about the child, Galvez, walking around the streets of Macaravillaya, and to think that he went so far and did so many things for the United States and for Spain.
And delivering the benediction of sorts was Maria Davis, who is honorary Spanish vice consul. She spoke in both Espanol y Inglés.
Muchas gracias por haber venido. Estamos tan orgullosos de que estéis aquí. Thank you so much, especially our Spanish friends. Thank you all, Pensacola, for helping us in this wonderful mission than it is Bernardo de Galvez, which is so dear to all of us.
Concluding the ceremony was a wreath laying at the statue of Galvez overlooking Palafox Street and a 21-gun salute.
Prepare! Apunte! Fire! Calle!
Plans already are in the works to expand the annual salute to Bernardo de Galvez. Next year's program includes the unveiling of a monument at the corner of Palafox and Wright Streets, sponsored by the Pensacola Heritage Foundation.
Apunte! Fire! Calle!
Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.